Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. I know it's a rare sunny morning here in southern New England, but we're here to help you out. We're here in the studio maintaining our pasty white complexions. So please get online, 860-522-9842 when you get a chance, and ask us anything you like when it comes to technology. We'll do our best to help you out. We have a lot of experience. I've been doing this for most of my 36th year in IT at Tab. How long have you been doing it, Dennis?
IT?
Yeah.
It's been at least that long. Maybe more.
Maybe more. So we've got some experience going way back to some of the craziest stuff that has been out there to all the newfangled, you know, interwebs that's out there these days as well. So we're here to help you out the best way we can for you. Obviously, most of what we do during our day jobs is to help businesses. We do this as a public service of Tab Computer Systems to help you guys with your IT needs. We also are expecting Wes Bryan, the infotainer,
yep,
to come on with us at 10:05 and chat about the upcoming Windows 10 to Windows 11 upgrade. But before that, we have some news you can use or stuff you should be aware of and we'd like to talk about. So let's go on with that there, Dennis. What do you got?
We have what may be the mother of all breaches.
And we've said this a few times already in our careers and, here at Tab.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's just going to be another record set and then another and then another and so on.
So many mothers.
This is 16 billion records.
16 billion.
Yes, that were exposed in the form of unsecured data sets that were available on the internet.
Yeah, for the bad guys to use.
Well, the bad guys had collected this information.
Mm-hmm. 16 billion records, people.
Yep. It was the Cyber News crew that picked up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't disclose a lot of details about how they got this information or, you know, how they figured out where it was.
Right.
But it was, as I said, a collection of unsecured data sets.
Right.
And a lot of these records are in the form of a URL,
mm-hmm,
a username, and a password. And that is a sure sign that they were picked up by InfoStealer software.
Mm-hmm. Malware on your computer.
That runs on your computer, and it picks up on what you're logging into on the web.
Right.
And it collects that information as you type it.
Right. Keylogging, as it were.
Right. It's keylogging. Now, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would assume that a lot of the records in there are probably duplicates.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's 16 billion distinct logins that are in here.
It's a collection of these, and they could go back and be part of other mothers' breaches, right?
Well,
this is not necessarily a newfangled breach.
They aren't sure exactly how old some of these data sets are.
Right.
Some of them may go back years, mm-hmm. And they may contain a lot of obsolete credentials. Mm-hmm. But this is another time when, you know, caution is advised, and we understand that you have to change your passwords from time to time. Mm-hmm. I get that it's a pain in the neck, but if you change your passwords periodically, it doesn't have to be like every 30 days. I mean, that's kind of a crazy pace.
Yeah.
But, you know, once in a while, change the passwords that you're using. Also, remember not to use the same one for everything.
Right.
Because if that's what you're doing, all it takes is one of your passwords to be in this entire collection of 16 billion.
Right.
And then, you know, somebody's got the key to the mint in your house.
Right.
Because they can get at everything you've got.
And if you're creating a password that has something to do with the site you're on, the bad guys will notice that too, right?
Correct.
So if they see the URL in this case,
yes.
AT&T, let's say, and uh-huh. your password happens to be password with an O instead of a zero, a zero instead of an O, an exclamation point, and then ATT. they're going to be like, I wonder if he does the same thing over at, you know, SNET. And he does. He likes this as his password configuration. Don't do that either. Just because it's different, if you're using the same methodology, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. And keep in mind that the bad guys are using AI that's working that stuff out for them now.
I mean,
you don't even have some guy sitting down typing that in and figuring it out.
Right. What's the likelihood of Dennis
using
this password?
They just take that data set, crank it through some AI, and then the AI will spit out all the possible credentials that they can think of based on what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different game than it used to be.
Right.
Just a few years ago.
Yeah. So the other thing we're going to tell you to do is enable two-factor authentication, multi-factor authentication. So they get your password, right? They log in with password ATT, whatever. They're going to need a second factor. They're going to need to get that text from you. They're going to need to have you tap that screen or tap your Yubico key. And if they don't have that, you're secure still.
Yeah.
Until they keep driving you nuts and pinging your phone and pinging your phone, and then you just to tell your phone shut up, you go ahead and say okay, then you've let them in anyways, which is another issue.
Right, but what's nice about that is that if that happens, you're going to know that someone's trying to break into your account.
That's true. If you're getting those 2FA notifications and you haven't logged in, be afraid. Be very afraid. Somebody's trying to log in as you.
Right. And then that means you go in and you change that password so that they can't generate those codes again.
Right. So get to passphrases. Don't use the same type or configuration of passwords on your different accounts. Turn on two-factor authentication on everything. There is no more option not to do it.
Right.
Also, consider getting away from free email systems.
That's true, too.
Get something more customized.
Right. You have your own email system on your own hosting service that isn't necessarily widely known publicly.
Right. The free stuff is just a massive mess. So keep that in mind. So the last mother is out there until tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the latest Moab. We're going to have another, I'm sure, within another year or so.
Crazy. All right. Anything else, Dennis?
Yeah. Microsoft is doing some. They're going after the competition, it looks like.
They didn't do it on purpose, Dennis.
No, we wouldn't do that.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has a family safety app.
Very nice.
And it's built into Windows. It's built into a lot of their online products. So if you have 365 family plan, mm-hmm. you've got this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feature that's in there and you can use it. And it's very nice.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, manage what your kids are doing and where they're going, it's very helpful.
It'll even tell you what your kids are doing, how long they're playing on Xbox.
Yeah.
It's a Microsoft product.
Right. Now, one of the features is that it will disable certain websites.
Yes, malicious ones, of course.
Right, malicious ones. However, this particular feature has a bug in it.
Yeah.
And what was happening was that in some cases, when a kid was running the Chrome browser.
Yeah. The beach ball.
It would get terminated.
Right. No Chrome for you.
No Chrome. They couldn't run Chrome.
We find it malicious.
Now what they've got to do, what you've got to do in the family safety app settings is to disable either inappropriate websites, which I wouldn't want to, right?
No.
Or you can go into the Windows tab, tap apps and games, and turn off the Chrome block.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know. I mean, they're right. saying they don't do that on purpose. How is that not the case?
So there's two, so again, it goes back to two concepts. If it's not on purpose, is it just utter incompetence? And you try to run your business software with this company. You try to do something important, and they can't even figure out how to not block Chrome on a parental control app. And then, of course, you're going to be apt, no pun intended, to turn off the parental control app because the kid's screaming at you.
That's one of the settings that Google told people to do, turn off the filtering of inappropriate websites. Well, no, I don't want to do that.
Right.
If I've got kids and I'm trying to protect them, I don't want to do that.
Right.
That's not why I got Microsoft products.
No, but it's like having a refrigerator, and the refrigerator is great for everything but milk.
Yeah, put milk in it and it goes bad
instantly. But otherwise, it works great. But you cannot have milk in your refrigerator. This is Microsoft. And there's been 35 years of doing this show, and we've got this over and over and over. And of course, programmers are going to say, oh, Eric, you know, it's hard to program stuff. Yeah, I guess so. But you know what? Test it. Make sure it works.
Yeah.
Fix it when it doesn't. You can't roll this back and have it fixed within minutes. Yeah, that's even worse.
At Microsoft, they encourage their employees to use their own products.
Mm-hmm.
They effectively have one of the biggest fields of beta testers in the software universe.
And clearly none of them care about parental controls.
And none of them are reporting this.
Yeah.
They have that problem, and they don't care, I guess. I don't know. I mean, seriously?
It's crazy. It's been happening for more than 2 weeks. So again, you roll out a product. It's broken something pretty major, and you let it run for 2 weeks. How many people have turned off the parental controls because of this?
Yeah.
How many people have done these weird workarounds because of this? And you ask yourself, are they doing wrong?
One of the other workarounds is to rename the executable of the Chrome browser.
They're telling people to rename the executable.
Which I didn't bring up originally because I didn't want anybody trying that, because I just think that's fraught with all kinds of havoc.
It's a mess. It's just ridiculous. It shouldn't be the case. But again, there's no warranty on your software when it comes to Microsoft.
So, no, it can either work or not, and they're not responsible.
It is as it is. So we'll put a link into these two stories and get to anything we talk about today. We'll post it over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And feel free to get online. Four lines wide open on this Saturday morning here in southern New England. Yes, it is sunny. I understand. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we will be right back. All right, we're back, and this is Computer Talk with Tab, and we are here till 11, and four lines wide open, so get online if you have any questions or comments or concerns. Speaking of concerns, Dennis last week talked about a German state that was going to go to LibreOffice, right?
LibreOffice, and they would have Linux as their operating system.
Right. They're just telling Microsoft to go take your 365 and shove it. Well, turns out Microsoft is trying to come up with something to deal with the fact that the European folks are not so happy with the Microsoft cloud. So believe it or not, and of course, even at Tab, I had predicted this when we decided to go to have our clients go to 365, I predicted this was going to happen. Microsoft brings 365 Suite on-prem.
What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That thing they said had to be in the cloud can now be in your local data center, on your local servers, inside your four walls, and it's even called Microsoft 365 Local.
What?
Yes, sir. So, not surprising to me, this is a thing. And again, they're trying to satisfy European regulations. The Europeans are a little nervous about having their data in the Microsoft cloud. I wonder why. Microsoft says, okay, we get it. You don't want us. Even though we've told you, we can't access your stuff. And even though we told you it's out of our control, and even though you just don't believe us, huh? Well, it looks like you can then now buy Microsoft 365 Local, spin up your own Azure Local.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about it. And it can be sitting on your on-prem server, inside your four walls, inside your company. Take that, all you cloudies. you can't make it up. I did. I told you it was going to happen. And it shocks me not, right? Because, again, the problems are the same problems. Who's got access to your data? Where's right. your data? Mm-hmm. And not only do European countries care about this, but companies themselves care about this. They don't want Microsoft looking at their stuff or having their AI read it or whatever they're going to do with it.
Well, aren't there certain compliance frameworks where you are not even allowed to place your email on a cloud service? In a lot of cases, companies are required to keep that data in-house.
Exactly. And that's what's happening, especially with the European regulations. We'll put a link up here for you. So this is also an issue with even with our DoD clients, right? So they need to run what's called GCC High for the 365, which is like quadruple the cost of Microsoft 365.
It's insane.
And why is it so expensive? Well, because Microsoft can charge you more. That's easy. But basically, they say that with GCC High, everything is in Microsoft data centers
in the United States.
And they're run by Microsoft employees.
And they're, there are no contractors.
Right. So that's a way to deal with DoD requirements. But guess what would be even better? Having your own server in your own walls.
Right.
That's even better.
I would think so.
And that's, again, still 50% of companies out there run their own mail servers. Sorry to tell you, on-prem. And even Microsoft has had to acquiesce even with that, not even to mention this 365 on-prem. Right. They have something called Microsoft SE.
Right.
I was going to say,
how does 365 on-prem differ from Exchange SE, which is going to be a subscription product?
You get the benefits of SharePoint. Basically, you know how the great cool thing about being able to edit
package.
Able to edit an Excel document at the same time on the Microsoft cloud, and for some reason you just can't do that on a local server? Well, guess what? Magically you can now.
So all these things that they told us couldn't be done locally now can be done locally.
Exactement. So here we go, Microsoft. Wow. 365 on-prem.
I am floored.
You can't make it up, but it's not surprising to me. We'll put the link up here to the story. You can read it yourself. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open for you. And then at 10:05, we expect Wes Bryan, infotainer extraordinaire, to come on and talk about the Windows 10 to Windows 11 upgrade that's going to be happening in October. Thanks to who?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we are back. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Couple lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. Carolyn wanted to ask a question, but she can't. She's on the phone. So we'll skip over to a caller first. We're going to go to Will in Southington next. What's happening, Will?
Hey, good morning. First of all, let me say to you, when you announce your phone number, I don't know how many people are like me, but you say it so fast. Yeah, I can't get it lots of Saturdays.
So, my bad.
I just say to you, slow down a little bit, will you?
You got it, sir. I will do so, and I'll try to enunciate it better for you.
My question is, I have tried to avoid this Microsoft cloud on my laptop. I've got a laptop computer. It's an HP computer. It's about 2.5 years old. Pretty good chip. And I tried to avoid this cloud. Somehow, it seems my Excel files now, and maybe one other thing is in the cloud. You know, when I list it up, it seems to show it's in the cloud.
On the OneDrive?
Can I get this thing out of the cloud? Can I terminate this cloud stuff on my computer?
Yeah, what you do is you open up your OneDrive settings, and you can...
OneDrive?
Yep.
It says that somewhere on the listing when I go in. I don't know if it's on all of them.
Well, it happens to be built into Windows, so it's there whether you want it to be or not. But what you do is go into the OneDrive settings, and you can disconnect your account.
Where do I find the OneDrive? How do I get in there?
Well, you can either run the OneDrive app. I think it'll display that. Let me try.
You have to download an app to get it in?
No. It's there already, whether you want it to be or not.
It's in my file somewhere.
It's on your computer.
Yes. What you're going to do is...
Control panel or somewhere I can find it.
Now, he's giving you the instructions. Hang on.
I'm going to tell you. What you're going to do is go down into the notifications area, and which is down at the lower right of the screen. Mm-hmm. It's next to the clock. And you're going to tap that little what's called a carrot, or like a little...
arrow up.
A V or... Upside down V. You tap that. And then you're going to see the OneDrive. It looks like a little blue cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're going to right-click on that.
Yeah.
You're going to click Settings.
Listen, I don't have a separate mouse. I've got the,
The trackpad?
Yeah, the pad.
Yeah. Well,
the right of the pad,
the top of it typically is the right.
Yeah, the right side of the pad. Hold on. The right side of the pad, if you click way off to the right edge, that will be a right click.
Yep.
All right. So that's what that is. So right click on the blue.
Yep. the little cloud, and then click on settings. There's going to be a little cog and then settings.
Yeah.
And there is where you have the magic.
And there should be a way to disconnect the account right there.
But before you do, copy the files you need off if you need them.
Right.
So you copy them from the OneDrive to your local drive, make a directory called Will's Data.
I'm not too good at that. Maybe I can put it on a thumb drive.
If you can put it on a thumb drive too. Yeah. But making a directory is pretty easy. It's a right click in Explorer, and you can make a new directory and type, you know, describe it.
And you know, I used to be pretty good when it was back in the beginning when we were able to type right into the system.
Yes. The old DOS days.
Then we went progress and I stopped. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I hear what you're saying. I'll fiddle with it until I can get it in. And then there must be a way to disconnect it in there terminate it or.
Yep. That's exactly true. And we'll try to find an article for you, Will, too, to help.
Yeah, well, there's an article on Microsoft's site about how to unlink your account.
Okay.
They call it unlink. Mm. That's the word you're going to see on the screen when you try to get out of it.
There you go.
Okay. How safe is this cloud anyway with Microsoft? What's your opinion? Not too great?
It depends. It depends on what you're putting out there, right? How safe is it? So it comes down to, there's been plenty of data breaches on all sorts of clouds, and there will continue to be. So depends on what you're putting out there. If you're just putting out, you know, recipes, you know, your favorite recipes, who cares if the bad guys are able to cook up your...
Oh, okay. So I'm concerned. Okay.
Okay. But if you're putting up anything confidential or what have you, you should consider understanding that you never know if there's going to be a breach. And Microsoft's mother of all breaches is on its way. We're just waiting for when.
I'll tell you, my biggest single gripe with Microsoft for years has been Word. Mm. It is just awful. Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To what word perfect used to be for quality, in my opinion, and there's so many little things that it does automatically. It jumps around on you, and I just think they should fix word, but I guess they can't because it's too big and too messy.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of lawyers out there that agree with you that word perfect was better than
Word.
Oh,
yeah, lawyers' offices are big on word perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it, but okay.
All right, well.
I'll try to do what I can do, and if not, well, I'll call you back.
Sounds good. And the number, 860-522-WTIC. So you only need to know really three numbers, 522. The 860 is Connecticut, the WTIC. All you got to know is 522, and you're good.
That's excellent. Thank you very much, guys.
You
great show. Even when the callers aren't too busy, your information is terrific.
Our pleasure. Thank you. I'm glad you like it, Will.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. All right. Now, Carolyn, you said you had a question. She told us before the show. She didn't tell us what the question was, but she said you had
one. Keep you in suspense.
Yes.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, you know?
Exactly.
No, seriously. So I need a new printer. Mm. I previously had, pretty sure I have it pulled up on Amazon because I wanted to make sure I got the specs right. I think it was I know it was an HP. I think it was the 3830. I worked that thing into the ground. It's dead. It's gone.
Yep.
It's completely over. The issue in the last few years has been I don't need it as much as I did, say, in high school when I was always printing off assignments. So I would go months without using it, and then I would need to use it, go to use it. Oh, the ink's all dried up. So then I'm spending, you know, $60, $70, get new ink, and then going into that cycle again and again.
Yes.
So I need it for printing, copying sometimes, but more so printing color, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen online people were encouraging laser printers, not the inkjet, but you guys are the experts, so I thought I would consider your feedback instead of just Dr. Google.
Dr. Google. I love laser. Laser basically won't give you that problem that you're experiencing with the dried inks and stuff like that. So it's an option. The toner is expensive as well. But you can get laser all in one colors and be pretty happy.
Yeah.
But there's an alternative.
Well, what I was going to suggest is just get a monochrome laser printer, you know, black and white.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to print with color, then take whatever it is that you want to print and go to Walgreens
or Staples
one of those stores. Matter of fact, Walmart has them too.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they have these kiosks and you can print stuff in color if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense.
You know, you're going to pay per page, but maintaining a color laser printer can get expensive because those you need four cartridges, not one, and that adds up. Because the four cartridges each are as expensive as the one in the monochrome printer. And I have a color laser printer at home that I've had for a long time. I like it.
Me too.
It works really well.
Me too.
But if I were to do it, if I were to buy one today, unless I could get the deal that I got back then, which was a real deal, I would just go with a monochrome and then just,
print the occasional color.
Yeah, use a print service to print
that makes
color.
Sense.
That's an option. And you can also look at the EcoSmarts. They've been pretty good, too. They don't dry up the way the Epson EcoSmarts.
They're not as bad about it, but it can still be an issue sometimes with them.
Okay. Yeah. And do you guys have any brands?
I like HP still.
Okay.
I would also not be afraid of Brother.
I think I saw that one online, too. That sounds familiar.
Brother printers can be a problem in businesses because of software incompatibility, but in a home setting, they're not necessarily going to be bad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Carolyn. Thanks for asking. Long-time listener, first-time caller. These kids these days. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We expect Wes Bryan at 10:05 to get online and talk about the Windows 10 to Windows 11 upgrade. There was a weird story just before I go to break. And this is another thing that drives me nuts about Microsoft. And you might have seen this, Dennis. In a recent release of a Windows 11 patch, guess what kind of startup sound you heard?
Windows 11 patch.
Yeah, well, not a patch, but a regular release.
The Windows 95 startup.
Almost as bad. Vista. So if you want,
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
I had to go find the video and listen to it. I was like, oh yeah, that is it. Why would a Vista startup sound show up after your update to Windows 11? And I would contend it's because Microsoft gets to retread this crap over and over. It's the same reason we had the Heffenheim virus when it came to every Exchange server on the planet had the same exact vulnerability. They get to retread it, stamp a new date on it, and say, pay me more. And, you know, we can't do that in any other business, but only Microsoft gets away with doing that. Hey, it's a brand new, shiny new operating system. No, it's not. You just retread it and put a new date on it. You called it a new number. I mean, give me a break.
Well, think about it. In Windows 11,
you
can still create PIF files, which are kind of a shortcut to a program. Mm. But those originated with Windows 3.
Wow.
Why would this capability be written into Windows now?
Because it hasn't been written out.
Keep it in.
It hasn't been written out. And
why?
Because exactly.
I don't get it.
Because they don't clean up anything. So yes, we'll talk with Wes at 10:05. But we're gonna take a quick break and get back to your calls. 860-522-WTIC is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're here till 11 o'clock. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
We're just talking about reminiscing, as it were, about Vista.
Yeah.
And the oddity of why the latest shiny new version of Windows 11 boots up with a chime that reminds you of literally an operating system you wanted to chuck off of Vista. You know, it was just not the best of their operating systems.
No, the only thing that I remember about it that was anywhere near positive was that transparent glass interface.
Okay.
They called it Aero, A-E-R-O.
Oh, yeah. But it used a lot of processor.
It used a lot of processor, and a lot of video onboard computers couldn't even handle it well, so it had to be disabled on a lot of them.
Right.
But it was when it worked, it was very nice looking.
Mm.
And then with Windows 8, Windows 7 kept that.
Right.
But Windows 8 took it out because it was problematic.
Right.
Now, ironically, with the latest version of Mac OS,
yeah,
they are also going with a glass interface.
Interesting.
At Apple,
what are the highlights of a glass interface, Dennis? I couldn't even tell you what the features of a glass interface were.
The windows are like transparent, so you can, if you've got a window up and you've got like a title bar or something in it, whatever's behind it, that will still be partly visible.
That is handy too when you're trying to find a window and you can't find it.
Well, that's
covered up by another window.
That's where it becomes a very effective tool because visually you're going to see what has focus at any given moment, and it's very intuitive to pick up on it.
Yeah.
So that's where the value of that is. It's just kind of ironic that it took like 15 years for Apple to figure out, hey, this isn't a bad thing, and maybe our computers can handle this now.
Apple, who's now going to number their operating systems based on the year.
Right. But it isn't the current year. It's the next year.
Right.
So the revision of Mac OS that's out this year is going to be called 26.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know.
They don't want to be accused of coming out late, right? Windows 95 came out late all the time. I mean, 95 was like, wasn't it like 97 by the time it really came out? Then you had all the flavors of 98, like the A flavor, the B flavor, the C flavor, all these different flavors. And you didn't even know what you were on. You had to figure out what flavor of OS you were on. Just having that startup sound. Reminisce if you'd like. Go find a YouTube video of the Vista song. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get on. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Dennis has been posting it while we do the program. Mike G has been posting everything over to the Facebooks, right? So if you follow us at the Tab Computer System Listener Network on Facebook, if you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in, and you'll get all the links there. And of course, if you follow us on X over at Tab Computer Sys, that works as well. Also, if you want to catch every program we've ever done forever, we have the Odyssey app. We're podcasted. 500 plus episodes out there. Probably goes back to when I had hair. I don't know. But you can listen and listen and listen some more and reminisce about the days of Windows 98 if you went. I wonder how far back we could go.
With the sounds?
Yeah.
I found a YouTube video that goes back to Windows 1.0 and it goes forward to Windows 10.
Lovely.
Yep.
So we're going to be back with Wes Bryan after the news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.